the show, and I'm sure you are as well. You're going to see some fantastic musicians tonight.
You probably already know that.
I want to thank WEMU. They're our co-sponsor of the show with us, and I want to thank you for coming out to the show. A few house rules, and some of them were probably assumed, but maybe not. If you're planning on taking pictures, planning on having yourself taken out of the building, because they are not allowing pictures today. And if you're not smart enough to turn off your flash, you're going to try and take a picture in, well, that's going to be easier to catch you. So just don't take pictures at all. That's all the problem. The recording of any kind is allowed tonight. House rule on that. And if you have a cell phone, this is the kind of show that if it went off during, someone might look at you and go, "Oh, the guy has a cell phone." Turn it off and put it on silent. That'll make the show a lot. I've seen a couple times in other forums, and I know that I will enjoy the show as much as you are. Chris Healy, for me, is the definitive mandolin player of our time. And without question, we'll be looking back in time as the guy you want to be just like if you're a mandolin player. Punch Brothers will be out in just a couple minutes. Get ready.
Thank you.
that?
And answer unconsciously, untruthfully.
Answer well, answer okay.
I think I would never not be wearing an absurd grin if I lived in the same town as Zinger Men's Deli. But that's not even going there. Nor have I been paid to say that. We started with a song that we wrote together called Sometimes That's Off Our Latest Release, Punch, and followed that up with a tune called Wayside, that's also, for purposes of our conversation, called Back in Time, parentheses around it, because Gilly Marshall and Rollins could decide. We can't decide, actually, about the title of this next song. It's either going to be This Is the Song, or Good Luck, or Perhaps We Should Rock It Gil and Dave Style with parentheses. I hadn't actually thought about that yet. Wait, did you say I said that at Telluride? Oh. This is the song that I listen. This is the song where I sit still till our heartbeats drown out the clock ticking, and the song becomes I love you and always will. Good luck, good luck, good luck. These are tough times. Oh,
next tune we're going to do, which is a little song by a little band from England. I'm sure none of you guys have heard of them. I can't even think of the name, actually. But it's good. And I hope you'll like it. And them.
I just said my tie matches my shoelaces as well. that. So we took the approach to how one would name a dog. This one is called Alex.
That was really good, except you missed one on the set list there.
Thank you.
the bird is singing is. Like JTT, is there it is. Circa mid-90s teen beat.
Thank you.
play one more song for you and then take a very short break. And there's no better way to end a set than to play a song about a phylum. This one is called Reptilia. We'll see you shortly. Thank you.
But in case it doesn't say it somewhere, we're about to play The Blind Leading the Blind, which is a piece that I wrote for this ensemble. And it's in four movements, the first and third of which may sound like two in and of themselves, making the whole thing sound like six. So if we get to what you think it's for, and we don't leave and start playing more music, don't be too dismayed. No, it's my fault though. So it starts in C sharp and ends in A, eventually, after about 45 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be around.
so I rocked my mic off. Do they, like, oh.
Thank you.
describes someone very, very important who has yet to be introduced. Yes, is that be introduced. Anyways, we couldn't do this without him. The blind leading the blind is not his piece, because I'm speaking of Dave Cinco on sound up there. Please give him a hand.
Thanks again for coming. We absolutely love playing in this town and can't wait to watch that.